Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a face that would never lie or deceive. I mean, look, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. Well, in today's world, femon scams are many. And of course, their biggest scam was marriage. The trouble is, men aren't marrying so much anymore. Because males see marriage exactly for what it is now. A scam. Extortion. So femons have to concoct another way of getting money for nothing. And of course, playing the victimhood is a good one. Plus, as an added bonus, they get attention as well. Anyway, this femon, when she was 18, worked for a company. And she wore trainers into work one day. Because she didn't know the dress code was smart dress. Yeah, of course she did. Anyway, after a little while, the company fired her. Probably wasn't because of the shoes, it's more likely because she was no good at her job. But the laws are so weighed for femons, you're not even allowed to fire them, even if they are no good at their job. Males you can just fire if they're no good at their job, but femons who are no good at their job, you have to pay them off. So she took the company to the tribunal, where, funny enough, she won, and she got £30,000. Now, if you notice, most of these cases are always femons. There are a few men that bring up something in the old cases, but generally they lose. Mostly all the femons actually win. Well, a good percentage of them anyway. And they get a payout. This is one of their new scams. You remember years ago, a long time ago now, but in grocery stores, femons started playing the old slip and fall accident thing. And femons got quite a lot of money doing that until the companies got a little bit wise to it. And of course, femons always said they want equality in the workplace. No, they don't. They want entitlement. They want to be treated special. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And I really do hope that I'm not the only one that actually sees this for what it is. And of course, as we've seen from over time, money for femons solves everything, doesn't it? Take it easy, fellas.